Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Hey, Roy Matlock Jr. here. We're getting started with the Money and Business Hour, where we talk about getting your finances fixed once and for all. You know, that's what it's all about, is working on that income and working on the outgo, creating that quality of life gap. And today's show, we're going to talk about some things that, you know, always come up, and that is why now is always a good time to invest. You know, there's market volatility that happens if you have a 401k or you have an IRA, or if you're, especially if you're retired, you read and hear, and there's noise and all that kind of stuff. And so what I want to do is kind of walk you through the noise and help you to understand, if you do have a market pullback, you know, it's no different than if we were to go on a diet. You know, the first thing we do, we go on a diet because we gain too much weight and we decide we're going to, you know, get serious about it, get disciplined and all that kind of stuff. And then once we kind of get back in shape, what happens sometimes? We eat a little more, a few more desserts. Next thing you know, you gain that weight back. And basically what happens is it's very seldom that we stay just the same. We're either getting a little bigger or a little smaller, that kind of deal. And the stock market's kind of that way too. If you're investing money, the money in the market very seldom just stays flat. It usually doesn't go up just a little bit. You know, people get excited about it and it drives it up. But the bottom line is it's always supply and demand and earnings and things like that. And so when you hear things and noise and stuff like that, you know, just keep in mind that there's things that can happen. And so I wanted to go through today and kind of answer, you know, get you in the mindset of what you should be thinking about if we have a market pullback. And when we do have market pullbacks, which they happen all the time, there's always going to be that, you know, what are the things you need to understand? Well, the first thing you need to understand, that's only one of the risks that you face when it comes to investing money and as far as what's going to be coming in your future. So the market risk is whether the stock market goes up. And, you know, the real estate market's the same way. Your home price can go up and go down. The only difference with a home is it's less liquid. The price is not given to you every afternoon or throughout the day. And so, therefore, you know, you hear the real estate market's really doing well or it's not doing as well. But you just don't have to deal with the actual numbers right in your face, that kind of thing. But there's really about six things that I always talk about and always look at that cause risk to your finances and to accumulate money. One of them is market risk. But, you know, we got taxation risk. You know, if you look at it, if you're making six figures right now, chances are your taxes are your biggest bill that you've got. It may be the very largest bill. I know if you're paying making 150 grand, it's probably your biggest bill that you have. And yet we worry about, you know, the fact that the market moved up or moved down, but we got a taxation issue that we need to look at. Another one is inflation. You know, it's great to have a guaranteed income. You know, I hear that all the time on some of these different talk shows where, you know, guaranteed income. Well, with inflation, a guaranteed income means that your purchasing power over the next 20 years, if it's typical, you're going to lose about half of your purchasing power. So then we have fees that we need to look at. We need to make sure that we're not getting feed to death. I run into people all the time. They pay these management fees, and sometimes they're paying a point per year too much. Well, what is 1%? If you've got $500,000, that's $5,000 a year over 10 years. It's 50 grand, not including growth and stuff like that. So that's a risk you need to understand. The inheritance risk, you know, everybody's got 50 years out in their lifetime. I don't care if you're 90 years old or 50 years out in the future. The difference is it's whether or not it's your future or it may be your family tree, that kind of thing. So we have that. And then lastly, when you're investing money, you got to trust who you're dealing with. And so those are things that you have to look at. And so one of the things I want to do today is just talk about about market pullbacks, because market pullbacks seem to be, you know, the biggest scare or the biggest risk that we talk about. Now, I'm going to give you some names here. John Templeton. John Templeton, and he created the Templeton Mutual Funds. They, according to Money Magazine, this is back in 1999, he was considered the greatest global stock picker of our century. All right. And, you know, there's been great guys. John is no longer around, but I remember reading a lot of his things. And here's what he says. He says, bull markets are born on pessimism, grow on skepticism, mature on optimism, and die on euphoria. And so what happens is when the market gets just so great, I remember people in Miami, I was in a taxi, and the guy was talking about Miami real estate. He was an investor, and he was getting his real estate license. Listen, if the taxi drivers and the bartenders are getting their real estate license, you know you might be getting toward the top. You also may know that if you are you know, hearing that about putting money in the market and stuff like that. And so Shelby Cullum Davis, Wall Street legend, okay? He was the U.S. ambassador to Switzerland. He took $100,000 and turned it into $900 million. What did he say? He says, you make the most money in a bear market. You just don't realize it at the time. So what is he saying? He's saying, look, if you see a market pullback, which we have on a regular basis, this is the time that you say, man, this is great. This is when I have an opportunity to really save more money and buy at a discount. Warren Buffett, here's what he says. I'm fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. How about that? So when are people fearful? When the market's going up and everything's great? No, they get fearful when the market's going against them. And so Warren Buffett says he's fearful when others are greedy. In other words, he's scared. The market is up. I'm scared of the market right now. And he says, I'm greedy when others are fearful, when everybody's worried about, you know, the market. Is it going to keep going down? He says, that's when I get greedy. So, you know, it's interesting. If you are a leader, generally speaking, the majority of people are going the opposite direction. If you're going in the direction of the masses, in most cases, you're going in the wrong direction. Invest with your head, not the headlines. How about that? Is this some good stuff? Invest with your head, not the headlines. There's plenty of reason to not invest if you read the headlines. How about that? You know, we've got global, you know, meltdowns. We have, you know, presidential things that you worry what's going to happen. All right. But you know what the investing market does? The people that, you know, make money long term, what they do is they say, you know what? I'm going to diversify myself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn around and I'm going to make sure that I stay focused. Warren Buffett, one more time. Okay. $40 billion, okay, and now he's closer to $100 billion. Bad news is an investor's best friend. It allows you to buy a slice of America's future at a markdown price. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to be talking money today. This was kind of my lead in, and we're going to talk about how to continue to make money no matter what the markets are doing, and staying with it and making the smart moves that will keep you going. My name is Roy Matlock. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we are back, and this show today is going to be all about creating a mindset that will allow you to take advantage of market fluctuations, things that come along that concern a lot of people. I get calls anytime the market goes down, and I'm like, hey, couple things you need to think about. Number one, all right, don't look at what it was worth a few days ago. Look at what it was worth 5 years ago or 2 years ago or whatever it may be. And stop worrying about day-to-day noise. So what the first thing I tell people is get rid of the noise. One last Warren Buffett quote. Let me be clear on one point. I can't predict short-term movements of the stock market. I haven't the faintest idea as to whether stocks will be higher or lower a month or a year from now. But what is likely is that the market will move higher, perhaps substantially higher, well before the economy turns up or turns down. So what happens is when you start thinking about, the goal, the first step is we want to have a goal set that's out there in the future that allows us to win. So anytime we have market fluctuations, here are some of the things I always tell people. Let's stick to the basics. Always work on your income and make good money decisions. It's not only what you earn that counts, but what you keep. When the market's moving upward or downward, set a goal to get to 20 to 25% of your income being saved. Anything you manage expense-wise always improves. And unless it's clearly defined and written, you will not stay focused enough to get obsessed. So therefore, you need to know your FIN number. What is your FIN number? That's the financial independence number. Written goals will keep you on track. And once a decision is made, it will always happen. It's like you will it. So if you start doing things, get clearly concise and focused on what you want to get done, get better educated, the next thing you know, you'll start winning. And so when it comes to your money, you want to have a clear picture of where you want to go. I believe with everything that's in me that the key element is that you got to have a number, a FIN number, and that FIN number is the number that will put you in a position where once you reach that number, you won, and you'll never run out of money ever again, and it'll become generational wealth. I always tell that to people. So let's start thinking about some of the key elements now that we've got our mindset that we're going to have upward and downward movements in the market. So what are three key elements that you should think about when it comes to the market moving in different directions? The first one of the disciplines is called dollar cost averaging. Now, what is dollar cost averaging? I read an article, with a market turndown, the most important thing that comes from a market turndown is that you are in a retirement plan, say through your work, or if you have what's called a PAC, a pre-authorized check debit into an investment, you are automatically taking care of one of the most important principles around, which is buy low. How about that? If the market goes down, you're buying at a discount. If you have a 401k, I remember back looking at 2008, people had started investing money in 2008. They saw their lump sum that was sitting in 2008. They saw it go down, and they were all tore up about it. And what ended up happening was they got to buy all their shares when it was down. The wealth today was made after 2008 dipped. You stuck with it. You continue to put money in. You were buying all those shares at a discount. Everything you had that was in there came back up, and everything that you were putting in, you made big profits on. That's what dollar cost averaging allows you to do. What dollar cost averaging says is this: if the market is up and you're putting a set amount of money in, you're going to buy less shares when the price is up, and you're automatically going to buy more shares when the market is down. So in fluctuating markets, the first of the three D's is dollar cost averaging. You want a dollar cost average. My experience has been this: after 35 years of helping people with their money, the most important thing you can do is have your money withdrawn automatically out of your checking account or out of your paycheck before you get it. It's the old rule of pay yourself first. These are basic fundamentals of getting wealthy. You want to learn how to win? Pay yourself first. Why does a house accumulate equity? Because it's a forced monthly savings every month. What you're doing every time you pay that house payment, what's happening? You're seeing part of it go toward principal, part of it goes toward interest. The longer you do it, the compounding gets better, because what you're seeing is that same payment that used to be mostly interest is mostly principal. And you have a forced savings plan that's allowing you to start getting ahead financially. That's why I recommend do a 15-year mortgage on your house. There's a couple reasons. In most instances, it's cheaper. It's a lower interest rate. When you have a 3.5% loan on your house on a 15-year mortgage, about 60% of your payment the first year is going toward you. It's your savings. It's called disciplines that you're forced savings. It's a forced way of paying yourself first. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we are always saving and investing money monthly, not when there's some left over, but monthly, every single month. You got to do that. And what you want to be thinking about is this: you're not getting younger. You're only getting older. So therefore, you want to do it today as soon as you can. If I give advice to anybody young, get your money going early. Save and sacrifice early on and give yourself time in order for your money to accumulate. So the first thing is dollar cost averaging. So if I were you, if I don't have an account set up right now, then I would get me a Roth IRA set up or something like that. And you can open those. I have accounts that we have set up for people where all they got to invest is $50 a month. Come on, guys. Anybody can get started. And you know what's cool about it? A year from now, you got $600. And 2 years from now, you have $1,200 you've put in, and you get growth. And before you know it, you get that you log in and you're saying, man, this is exciting. Okay, I'm starting to accumulate money. So number one, we want to have something automatically set up every single month coming out, or every week out of our paycheck. And then, hey, get this. If you put into your 401k, not only do you get the money paid to you that you saved, you get matching funds, okay, in many cases, and you also get tax benefits. Man alive, you got to be doing that, guys. You got to be doing it. And so what we teach, have always taught, pay yourself first. Do things that automate your entire life when it comes to savings and investing. You want to get on a budget? Here's what you do. You make sure that you have a lot of automation built into it to where you don't have to think that much. It's real simple. You want to keep it simple. And if you keep it simple, it's easy to do. So number one, dollar cost averaging is the first one of the three D's. When we come back, I'm going to give you two more that will allow you to get your system in place to where you can get yourself debt-free, financially independent, and moving down the path to where one day you can say, hey, I'm done. I'm excited. I did it. My name's Roy Matlock. We will be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're talking why it is always a good time to invest. That's the show topic today. And I put this out because, you know, the markets, everybody loves the market when it's going up. But really, in many cases, especially if you're in the accumulation stage, the best time to really make your money is when the markets are going down. And so it's always a good time to invest. You know, there's only three potential outcomes that people can take if they are in a market and the market's going down. One is they can hang on, which historically has been the much better decision than anything else. Just leave what you have in there. Number two, they can lock in their losses. All right. And this is when you say, the market's down and I cash out and I lock my losses in. Not a good decision. Or number three, you can leave in what you're doing. And if you have money on the sideline, this is a great time to take advantage of some of the downside that goes along with it. So what are the three D's that you should be thinking about when it comes to investing your money? The first one we talked about prior to this break, or the earlier segment, dollar cost averaging. And dollar cost averaging, if you're just tuning in, is where you put aside on a monthly basis a set amount of money. And then that way, if the market goes down, you are able to pick up shares at lower prices. If it goes up, you're buying less shares at higher prices. And the overall cost per share goes down. That's the dollar cost averaging is what that is called. If you want to look that up, I would Google dollar cost averaging. You'll learn a lot about that. The second is diversification. So diversification is an interesting thing. You know, a lot of people feel like they're diversified. I see a lot of mistakes in diversification. So let me give you some examples of things that I see. I see people that they have their money spread out among three different investment advisors. All right. So what they have one over here, XYZ firm. They have something at the bank, maybe. They have somewhere else. All right. They do that. And they think they're diversifying. The challenge you run in on that is that if you're doing something like that, nobody knows what's going on. I've heard people tell me, and they've done it with me, they say, hey, I'm going to give you half of it and see how you do. Well, here's the thing about it. What does that mean? Does that mean that I'm supposed to make more money than the other person for you? Or is it my goal is to lose less money when we have down markets? What is the goal? So what I tell people is, number one, you need to have it all in one place. You need to find somebody you trust, have it all in one place, because that allows you to take a picture without having to have the picture on A, B, and C, all these different people looking at it, and then trying to get everybody coordinated to where you're actually diversified. So what are the diversification things that you can do? Basically, you can diversify between stocks, bonds, and cash. All right. That would be money market CDs, bonds, or stocks. So that's one way. You can diversify by having industries. that you could put your money in. You could have it in housing and technology and different things like that. You can have it diversified among companies inside of industries. All right. You can diversify it by location, meaning U.S., non-U.S., global. All right. So there's all these things you can do to diversify. Now, why is it so important to have diversification? Because very seldom do the same things repeat themselves over and over and over again. So you might have large company stocks be the best performer, but then you may have small company stocks be the best performer. You might have bonds be the best performing in 1 year. You might have internationals in the next year. You might have, the bank might be a great idea every once in a while if everything's down. All right. So you never know. So what happens is when you're diversifying, you want to make sure that you have it truly diversified. Another mistake I see is 401ks, where you change jobs. Today, the average person changes jobs 5 times, and in many cases, they've got 401ks from previous employers sitting out there. They got one here, one here, one here. It's not unusual for me to meet with people, and I ask them, I say, do you have a 401k at work? And they're like, yes. Are you contributing to it? Yes. How long have you been working there? 6 months. Really? Did you have a 401k from a previous job? Yeah, I've got it sitting over here. Did you have any others? Yeah, actually, I got another one over here. Then the wife or husband has another one over here. And the next thing you know, I met with a young couple. They were in their early 30s, and I think they had 5 different 401ks from previous jobs, and then they were contributing to the one that they have right now. And I'm like, how can you gotta keep up with it, because it's so important to be asset allocated and diversified. So what we tell people is this. First thing is, you got to understand your retirement plan through your work, or if you're in your IRAs, whatever it may be, that is your income from the time that you quit, 60, 65 years old, whatever that is, until the time you die. And the interesting things about it is most people want to leave something beyond that, once you have kids, grandkids, stuff like that. And so you need to be diversified. So step number two in the process is diversification. All right. So what we do, we have dollar cost averaging, we have diversification, and the third one is discipline. All right. Now, some of the things that I just got through talking about the dollar cost averaging, that's part of the discipline. That's part of paying yourself first, time and consistency. You want to make sure that when you're putting your money to work, that you don't look at it very often. That is a discipline. In other words, stop worrying about it. Make sure it's allocated. That's a discipline. But the reality is that at the bottom of the cycle, what happens usually? Well, if we have a turn back, most of the time, the most key element, all right, to making and being successful and making good decisions is you have to have a discipline and long-term mindset. You have to have a discipline and long-term mindset, and you have to have faith in the system. So let me give you an example. Most of us, when we're investing for retirement, we're putting it into mutual funds. In most cases, sometimes, individual stocks, portfolios and stuff like that. And the majority of, if I go to 401ks, they have mutual funds. All right. And if I look at mutual funds, I say, what makes up a mutual fund? Well, first off, it's mutually funded. That's the beginning. The next thing is that it's made up and diversified across large numbers of companies. And then we can go in again and diversify into, we can get us a small, medium, and large company. We could get the S&P 500, a lot of these different things, okay, that we can put our money in. But the most important thing is this. We look at the underlying companies. And I say to myself, you know, I have people say, well, what's the stock market going to do? Is it going to, you know, is it going to go, you know, they think it's for some reason that they can lose all their money. Let me explain what happens, guys. If you're diversified and you put it across the S&P 500, which is really the S&P 30, and I mention that because the S&P 500 is 500 stocks, but it's called, it's a market-weighted average. So that means that, you know, right now it's a tech fund because most of the stuff is in tech, the biggest companies. But the bottom line is, what would it take for you, if you had the S&P 500, for you to lose all your money? That means every company, the top 500 companies, would have to go bankrupt and have no market value. So there'd be no the world is over, and there's nothing out, there's no companies open ever again. So the reality is that the markets are going to go up, the markets are going to go down. But if you're diversified and you have a long-term disciplined approach to what's going on, you're going to be fine. This show today is about why it's always a good time to invest. When we come back, we're going to talk about where do you go about choosing when it comes to your retirement plans, where do you put your money? We're going to make some, not blanket recommendations, but some recommendations to make things happen. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are going to finish this show up today. We've been talking about why now is always a great time to invest. And, you know, I believe in our future. I believe in our country. I believe that over a long period of time, what's going to end up happening is the markets are going to grow. I believe that. You may not believe that, but I tend to believe that. And the reason I believe that is there's always going to be solutions to problems. And when there's solutions to problems, those companies that solve problems will grow. And if you have a diversified portfolio and you have somebody out there helping you pick those things, you know what? They're going to find some things that help people. You know, I think about some of the things that help people. I have an iPhone. I have an Apple computer, you know, a Mac computer. And I can do things on my computer and on my phone that used to I could never do. You know, you think about it, back in the days, if you needed to find someone's phone number, you had to call 411. Isn't that crazy? You call 411 and you ask an operator what their phone number is to a business, all right? Or you call and you want to find a phone number. What do? You pull out the Yellow Pages, a big thick book, you know, that you have to carry around with you, that kind of thing. Today, you can Google anything, and guess what? You get it right there. Well, look, Google figured something out. Well, if they figured it out, guess what? They make money, and that's why they're huge. Apple, that's why they're huge. So companies will always be out there solving problems that allow you to do things better. And when you do that, I remember I was at the airport just this last weekend, and the guy says to me, there was a baggage guy there, would you like to need help with your bags? I don't need help with my bags. Why would I need help with my bags? I got rollers on my bags. Who came out with that idea? Man, now, if you're a baggage handler, you're probably not that excited about it. But for most of you, you're saying, no, I can handle it. I can do it, that kind of thing. And so as long as there are problems, there'll always be solutions. A business will come up with that solution, and that business will make money. And when it makes money, the value of that company goes up. And if you own part of that company, your value will go up. That's how it works. If a company is losing market value because they don't have solutions, they're not innovative, then those companies will go down because someone else solved the problem. And so if you think about it, if this company is not solving the problem and another company is, what's going to happen to the one that's not solving the problem? They're going down. The one that is solving the problem is going up. And so the first thing you have to do is you got to have faith in the future. I have faith in the fact there's going to be some smart people out there that are going to figure it out. All right. And I'm going to make sure that I'm diversified enough to where I have a piece of all that. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together my plan, my financial independence plan. It's a GPS, a goal, a plan, a schedule. I'm going to find out what the answer is to my FIN number, the amount of money I need to save with inflation that will allow me to quit one day. Once I do that, I'm going to make sure and prepare myself against potential setbacks with an emergency fund. I'm going to have money set aside for short-term savings, which will allow me to avoid going in debt. It'll allow me to purchase cars and do things like that. I'm going to have long-term savings and investments, and I'm going to diversify that. I'm going to understand the difference in compound interest, why it makes such a big difference over a period of time. I'm going to get my money working for me as hard as I work for it. I'm going to get my money working. I'm not going to loan it out at low interest rates. I'm going to own. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that I've got my system in place to where I'm taking advantage of compound interest. I'm taking advantage of diversification. I'm taking advantage of consistency. I'm dollar cost averaging. I'm putting money in every month. I'm doing this. I got an end result. I look up every day and I say, here's my number. What's my number? Well, I want to have this amount. I need to save $1,400 a month to reach my goal in 30 years or 20, whatever that number is. And so did I do it? Yes. Am I getting the rate of return that I projected I would get? All right. Yes. All right. Is inflation about in line with what I thought? Yes. I'm going to win. And so then I just put that little number in front of my face. I have it written. I put it on the refrigerator, whatever it is. Here is my FIN number. Number $1,467 a month, age 60, I'm done. How about that? Raise my income, save more than that. What's happening? I'm bringing my FIN number quicker at 1467. I'm done at 60. At 2278, I'm done at 55. How about that? Isn't that exciting? And then what we do is we make sure that we start as soon as we can saving money. Every dollar that you don't save today could be $5, $10, $20 down the line. So what you want to do is make sure that you're doing this. This is the way people think that get ahead. Now, people that don't think this way, generally speaking, they think, oh, I'll get around to it. I read an article. It says 50%. Of the people age 55 and above have no savings set aside for retirement. Can you imagine that? 50% have nothing saved, and the primary reason they say is they don't have any money to save any money. How about that? Isn't that amazing? They don't have any money, and they say they don't have any money. Well, here's what really is going on. They just hadn't decided it's a priority. That's it. All right. They had decided that, you know, that it's a priority. Now, I'm not talking about people that are, you know, that are unable to work. And, you know, today with the internet, you know, I was on the airplane one day and I had a guy. I said, what do you do? He says, I give out cell phones in the projects. He said, the government pays us to give people cell phones, and we provide them cell phones. I'm like, hold on, let me make sure I got this right. You're telling me that you set up a little tent in the those areas, and you can give away free mobile phones, and the government is paying you to do that. He says, yeah, man. He said, that's what I do. He said, we get all these cheap phones, all right, that people turn in, you know, and you when you upgrade your phone, we do that. And then the government pays us every month, okay, to provide cell phones to everybody. I'm sitting here. I'm like, Tim's in the studio saying, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. That's what they do. All right. So what that also says is that mobile phone, you can get educated, right? And if you can get educated, you can always move forward. You know, I believe this with everything that's in me, that, you know, the internet today is the ultimate college that you can go to more than any other college you'll ever want to go to is right on the internet. If you want to get great at anything, I mean, if you want to learn how to play golf, I mean, you can read, you can watch, okay? You can get on webinar. I don't care what it is. You can do it. You can learn everything. Now, of course, you got to get some accreditations if you're going to be a surgeon, all right? But I'll bet you that the surgeons of today, you know what they're doing? They're reading all the time. I hope they are if they're working on me. And so what you want to do is get educated and you can win. And so we're talking about it. So now where do we put our money? Well, we bypass the middleman. We don't loan our money at no interest rates. We loan it to the banks all the time at nothing. People do that. And they're like, you know, I mean, it's something. So what we want to do is want to bypass the middleman. Own part of it, own part of this economy, of this worldwide economy, of this U.S. economy, own part of the greatest next idea that's going to happen. And then let professionals pick and choose. That's what mutual funds do. That's what managed accounts do. They pick and they analyze and they go out and they get the best thing. So why would I do put my money that way compared to doing it on my own or going to the bank? First thing is that I get professionals helping me, professional money management. Number two, I get diversifications across all those things I've talked about. Number three, I got the chance that I can actually grow the money. If I tried to do it on my own, it's hard to do it. But with something like a mutual fund or something of that nature, guys, you can do it for $25 or $50 a month, and you can open an account. Anybody can do it. And number five, it's liquid because mutual funds are liquid. If you want your money, you can get it right back out. Now, we don't recommend that, but that's what we do. Then what we do is we decide, are we conservative? Are we moderate? Are we aggressive? If we're conservative, we're going to have more bonds. If we're moderate, we're going to have what's called a balance fund, maybe some stocks and bonds. And if we're more aggressive, probably because we have a longer term out there before we need the money, then we're going to do that and be more aggressive. So you have to find out. So number one, we decide, hey, I want a piece of the growth. Number two, what I want to do is I want to get on a system where I do it consistently. And then I have to decide, am I aggressive? Am I conservative? And that has a lot to do with your stage in life. You know, if you're young, you're going to be probably, you know, let's let it rip. Okay. But if you're retired, you're probably going to back it down. That's where we come in. That's where I do things. I help people make decisions with their money, good decisions. That's what I do. And so then I'll walk people through and say, okay, here's all of the options to choose, everything from being in the bank to bonds to a balanced fund to large company funds that pay dividends all the way to aggressive funds. And then we take and we say, well, with all that, let's do a couple other things. Let's get it in a position to where we can get some tax benefits. Let's get it in a position when we retire that we can pull it out. And when we do that, we're able to avoid additional taxes, maybe even our Social Security, keep it where we don't have to pay taxes on that. Make good choices to where we never run out of money. That's what this thing's all about. What I do is I educate That's my goal, is to help people. If you're tuning in right now, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I want you to think about, okay, getting educated. The most important thing you can do to make your life better, okay, to where is to get educated in anything you do. Get educated. When it comes to your money, it allows you to do all the things that you desire to do. You want to be involved in charitable contributions? Have a lot of money. You want to be helping your kids and your grandkids and your friends and family and stuff like that? Accumulate some money. If you want to go travel the world and live your dreams, accumulate some money. And the best way to do it is to work on the two things that I talk about on the show every time: raising your income by being more educated and being a pro in your business. And secondly, go out there and do the right things with your money. My name's Roy Matlock Jr. I want you to visit us at roymatlockjr.com. If you would like a free consultation, you can reach it right, sign up right there for a phone call, 615-843-2999. I'll talk to you next week.